This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman, the State Comptroller's Office, May 10th, released a report on overflows from combined sewers that showed 200 New York waterways were impacted last year by billions of gallons of untreated sewage and stormwater. Locally, Hudson, Catskill, and Athens regularly release untreated sewage and stormwater into the Hudson River, mostly at times of heavy rains. About 11% of the 1,900 overflow spills in fiscal year 2016-17 in New York were from the Albany area. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that Donald Kunz, Heather Schultz, and Andrew Sultano are up for two seats on the Germantown School Board at the May 15th school budget vote. Kunz, 66, of Elizaville, is retired from an international medical technology company. He has served on the board 23 years since 1991, with four children graduating from the Germantown Central School District. Schultz, 45, has been in Germantown 8 years after attending Red Hook Public Schools. She holds a bachelor's degree from SUNY New Paltz and earned a master's degree in social work from Adelphi University and works as a social worker for the Berkshire Union Free School District at their alternative high school in Hudson. Sultano is 50 and from Brooklyn, where he was an administrative assistant principal at James Madison High School. He has a Bachelor of Science degree in Applied Mathematics and Statistics, a Master's degree in Instructional Technology, and an Advanced degree in School Administration, and owns Country Comforts, a small caretaking business for second homeowners. Read all about the candidates and issues in the school board election in the Columbia paper. The Greenville Pioneer profiles the seven candidates running for three school board seats in Greenville May 15th. Incumbent President Patricia Macko and Vice President Tracy Young are up for re-election, and there is an open seat after former President Ann Holstein passed away in January. Donald Savino, Audrey Matott, Jay Goodman, David Finch, and Ray Albin are also running for the three-year terms. Read the Greenville Pioneer for complete information about each candidate and the issues in the May 15th school budget election. And Roger Hannigan Gilson at theOtherHudsonValley.com reports that roughly two-thirds of Democrat congressional candidate Erin Collier's Twitter followers may be fake. Thousands of Collier's followers on Twitter lack a bio or any followers themselves and have never tweeted anything. Quote, a random sampling of 100 of these profiles shows every single one was created in the last 6 weeks, since the beginning of April, end quote, Gilson writes, and then tests Collier's account at the website Twitter Audit. That app shows that 69%, or 3,693, of Collier's 5,376 followers are not real as of May 10th. By comparison, we put WGXC's account into Twitter Audit, and it claimed 99% of WGXC followers are the actual Twitter accounts of real human beings, with 20 fakes. The Collier campaign did not take Gilson up on an opportunity to comment. Collier is among seven Democrats trying to take over the District 19 congressional seat now held by Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook. Read the full story at theOtherHudsonValley.com.
I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.